Talk Live, launching here into the second hour of the program. You can bring up whatever you'd like. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Brian.
And Mark.
And we'll, of course, take your calls about anything. Also, still to come here tonight, this Kevin Edson character, also known as, what's his name?
K-Von.
K-Von. And he's a white dude.
Yes. Honestly, I didn't know that until I saw the picture.
Right. So we'll find out what he did with a backpack and a rice cooker at the most recent Boston Marathon a few days ago.
Well, not at the Boston Marathon is this coming week.
Really?
This was it was a ceremony for the survivors of the Boston Marathon.
Oh, but it was a full year away from
the year anniversary.
The same date. Got it. So we'll give you more about what happened with him. But first, five cops caught lying on the witness stand. Also, Mark, the definition of citizen was brought up in the last hour, and I did pull up Black's Law Dictionary. You had said that you had seen a more recent version of Black's Law that it had changed the definition of citizen.
Yeah, somebody linked it on Facebook to me, and I was like, huh, that's interesting.
Turns out you were linked to a website called thelawdictionary.org.
Yes.
Make sure you put the in front.
Otherwise, it'll take you somewhere else.
Yeah. Porn.
This website cites that they are they're claiming to list Black's Law Second Edition, which is a pretty old version of Black's Law, probably from the turn of the 20th century. Turn into the 20th century.
Right.
So that's a pretty old version. The version that I have here is the most recent one. That is the 9th edition of Black's Law. Now, the version that you were reading did not say anything about any obligation to protect a citizen.
Right. It says, what is a citizen in general? A member of a free city or jural society possessing all the rights and privileges that can be enjoyed by any person under its constitution and government and subject to the corresponding duties.
I don't like the sound. That's not, just the sounding of that alone kind of creeps me out. It really Divergent-esque Hunger Games sounding.
Well, the classic definition of citizen is one who owes, if you look it up in dictionary, any regular dictionary, because again, there's a difference between a legal dictionary and a
regular dictionary, right.
And the reason why there's a difference is because law is this esoteric thing that lawyers want to keep to themselves, and so they have words that look like English words. They're spelled the same way as English words, but they're legal versions of those English words, so therefore, their definitions can be completely changed, which is why the word person in legal land can mean a corporation.
Yep. Gotta love that doublespeak.
They can just make it mean whatever they want to make it mean. And so the definition of citizen, most recent version of Black's Law Dictionary, the 9th edition, is as follows. A person who, by either birth or naturalization, is a member of a political community owing allegiance to the community. That means you do what they say, and being entitled to enjoy all of its civil rights and protections, a member of the civil state entitled to all of its privileges. So
I like that sounding even less.
So the idea is that you obey in return for being protected. That's kind of the deal.
So it's the mafia. So it's the mob.
Exactly.
Essentially the mob.
Except, at least with the mob, maybe they would honor their word. Like if the mob says they're going to protect your shop, and, you know, if you give them money, they might actually protect your shop from a different mob.
I'll make you an offer you can't refuse.
In this case, the government has ruled over and over again that they have no obligation to protect you. That doesn't mean that the police won't protect you. It just means that if they don't, they're not legally...
They're not in trouble for it.
Right. There's no obligation. They can't be held liable. You can't sue them over it.
While protecting their identity and serving your behind a whooping.
But yet people believe that the police are obligated to help them and to do things for them. But they're not at all.
Nope. Public Enemy told us about that.
Now, they're not one of the things they're not supposed
Public
to do.
Public Enemy, man, what a group before their time.
Way before their time.
I did not get it. But so many lyrics from their songs, I'm like, oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
I get it.
It's more true now even than it was then, because now people are finally getting socially conscious and waking up. Sorry, I didn't mean to step.
No, I mean, by all means.
Yeah, I mean, because, I mean, honestly, it's true. I mean, honestly, if Public Enemy came out today, I think, though, they wouldn't be as influential as they were, because they were finally opening people's eyes to what was going on, and they were saying things that really shook people. I mean, they were talking about, like, F. Elvis Presley and F. John Wayne, and they're bringing up, like just things that you didn't know about that didn't, like, you know, the publicists and the public relations guys didn't bring up about these guys. But they're like, hey, open your eyes to the truth, you know. Awesome.
I can't say I'm too familiar with their work. It was probably, I was a little too young, I think.
You and me are about the same age.
Really? Yeah. When were they big? Like the late 80s?
In the late 80s, early 90s.
I would have been like 9 in 1989.
Yeah, I was 10. Well, I had to listen to them. They were all over. It was like I had to, as a card-carrying member of the Black Party, I had to listen to Public Enemy. I'll burn you a CD. I'll make you a CD.
Okay, cool. So here's what happened with the police in, where the hell is this? Cook County.
Cook County. That's
Chicago,
Chi-Town.
Tribune. That's
Chicago.
Right. One by one, five police officers took the witness stand at the Skokie Courthouse late last month for what would be typically a routine hearing on whether evidence in a drug case was properly obtained. But in a Perry Mason moment rarely seen inside an actual courtroom, the inquiry took a surprising turn when the suspect's lawyer played a police video, that contradicted the sworn testimony of the five officers. Not just one officer caught lying. All five of them, three from Chicago, two from Glenview, a furious judge found. Cook County Circuit Judge Catherine Habercorn suppressed the search and arrest, leading prosecutors to quickly dismiss the felony charges, and all five officers were later stripped of their police powers and put on desk duty pending internal investigations. And the state's attorney's office is looking into possible criminal violations, according to their spokes bureaucrat. Obviously, this is outrageous conduct, a transcript of the March 31st hearing quoted the judge, a former prosecutor, as saying, quote, all officers lied on the stand today. All their testimony was a lie. So there's strong evidence it was a conspiracy to lie in this case for everyone to come up with the same lie. Many, 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 many times they all lied. All five are veteran officers. Now, before we go on, how many people in the audience tonight actually believe this was their first time lying on the stand? Veteran officers.
Yeah.
Anyone? Anyone?
I tend to well, I mean, the evidence is that, in fact, police officers are taught how to lie on stands. That's part of, well, they're certainly allowed to lie to you in the course of their duties in order to get you to admit to something. And, you know, I mean, I wouldn't be able to say how many officers do this. Now, I think that oftentimes people, if they hear news coming out of Chicago, they're like, whatever. It's Chicago.
It's Chicago. It
happens. This can happen anywhere. I remember
absolutely.
Pete Ayer, who's one of the founders of CopBlock.org, he was detained in a situation. I forget exact where it was.
He went to school to be a police officer.
Yeah, he did. And he was detained in a situation where he had an audio recording device that the cops confiscated. Or something like that. And anyway, the cops didn't turn off the device. So the cop brought the device back in her cruiser with her, and it recorded her whole conversation that she had with her fellow officers, where they were getting their story together. They were getting their story straight about how they were going to approach this this situation with this troublemaking cop blocker. And so it's not uncommon at all for the police to come together, to have a little powwow session about, all right, guys, what are we going to say about this guy? How are we going to get our conviction here? And that's exactly what happened here. Again, these are veteran officers. They go down the list of names: Officer Jim Horn, James Pater, Vince Morgan, William Prent, and Teresa Urbanowski.
Wow.
None of them could be reached for comment, by the way.
Of course not.
Legal experts in Cook County differ on how much of a problem perjury by police officers represents.
How can you differ? It's bad. It's freaking awful.
It's either bad or it's freaking awful or it's horrifying, right?
Like, but sometimes there's mitigating circumstances that say that it could be useful.
Well, you can guess on who's going to come to the police's defense here. First, the public defender says police officers are just like anybody. Just because they're wearing a badge and carrying a gun doesn't give them more credibility. Now, we know that's true.
Absolutely.
But that's not true when it comes to the courthouse.
No.
When it's a police officer's word versus your word, and there's no video, and there's no audio.
You are screwed.
Yeah. 855.
You are Vanessa Del Rio.
You might as well have just pled out.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll come back with more here. Well, I don't agree with that, Mark, because I still think it's worth it to waste their time, just make them get on the stand and, you know, say what they're going to say, even if it's a speeding ticket or whatever. But we'll give you more on this story on the way and what the Fraternal Order of Police spokesman has to say about his officers. 855-450-FREE. You take control here on Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Amanda Bothell here from Midas Resources. Today, April 4th, 2014, gold opened at $12.9760. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.4477, $672.38 for a half ounce, or $336.19 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $13.4477, $672.38, and $336.19.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free. 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited here to take control of the airwaves. More corrupt cops caught lying on the stand.
Shocking.
I mean, cops lie a lot, but when they get caught on the stand, that's a pretty rare thing. So we'll tell you more about that story here in moments. Brian Tan joining us, Mark Edge here as well, and I'm Ian. We'll continue with your calls next.
You can get Bitcoins by going to cashintocoins.com. So you probably heard about Bitcoins on the news, but it's likely you don't know how to get them. Well, I'm going to tell you how. CashIntoCoins.com. The instructions when you go there at CashIntoCoins.com are clear. It's easy. It's fast. It's safe. It's legal. Inexpensive. Customer service is their top priority. You can use a money order, check, wire transfer. The rates there are great. CashIntoCoins.com is likely the lowest rate you're going to get for acquiring bitcoins. And you can actually donate some of your fee to charity. And orders under $40 still carry no fee. CashIntoCoins.com.
All right, we're going to go to the phones, come back to the corrupt cops here in a moment. Jeremiah is on the line in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Jeremiah.
Hello. How are you doing?
Good. What's on your mind tonight?
I just say I'm happy to hear that Brian Tan's on the radio.
Thank you.
I like him. He's a pretty genuine guy, so I'm glad to see he's on the show with you.
Great.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
I just wanted to say I know you guys are doing a kind of a fundraiser thing to match for – not match, but donate money for when people sign up for the Free State Project.
Right, and actually I didn't mention one thing about that fundraiser in the last hour. So what we did say was that $30 will go – Mark's 10, I'm doing 10, I think another gentleman's doing 10. $30 will go to St. Jude, which is Cancer Research Hospital for Children.
Yep.
For every person
another
that signs
up –
Another
10 will actually go to the Heifer organization.
That's what I meant to add in there. So there's another gentleman who's pledged $10 to the Heifer organization. So $40 is going to go to charity for every sign-up for the Free State Project between now and the end of the month. Go ahead with your question or thoughts.
I think it's exciting. Unfortunately, I've already signed up prior to that.
Do you have family and friends?
Yeah, get them to it.
Actually, that's what I wanted to talk about was the family and friends part. Well, not necessarily friends, but the family. My wife is not a Free State Project participant, but she is sold on moving to New Hampshire. And that's kind of what I wanted to talk about because I thought, I've heard some people say, oh man, I'd love to go, but my spouse, significant other, partner, whatever, they're just not interested. And I just wanted to try to maybe let people know that New Hampshire itself has many, many good qualities, and that's what sold my wife. She could basically care less about the Free State Project. You know, she's like, she's just really not interested politically, or not necessarily having to be political, but so what I did, and it wasn't deceiving or anything. I just said, okay, well, we looked online, and there's surveys for everything. You can find, you can find a survey for, what kind of car should I drive? What kind of pet should I have? Mm-hmm. So we Googled, what state should we move to? And, fortunately there's a bunch of, surveys out there where you can take and it kind of gauges your stance on taxes, your stance on school, some of them encompass many, many different things. So what I thought was cool was that me and my wife both took the same survey. I can't remember what it was called or who it was by, but New Hampshire obviously was number one for me, and it was in her top five. So I was like, well, this is cool, And so I kind of pushed her, nudged her in that direction and saying, here's why I want to go to New Hampshire. And then she started doing a lot of research, and she was sold. She actually came across, I think you increased it, but I think it was like the 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire or mm-hmm. something like that. And she actually found that without me, and I believe it's a Free State Project website, or maybe it's a Pre-Keen or something like that.
There's 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire on the Free State Project website, which is very, very good. It's very persuasive. There's 150 reasons to move to Keene at freekeene.com. It's a little bit different, though. The Free State Project one's really the best one out there. And you know what? Something else I recommend, as far as people who, like you, who have decided you really want to move to New Hampshire, but a loved one is kind of holding you back a little bit, sticking in the mud, not sure. The Free State Project has a great Facebook page, and they're constantly posting, like almost every day it seems like, some kind of map with statistics on it about comparing each state to one another. So, for instance, there's a map that was posted on April 10th to the Free State Project Facebook page, the 2014 Locavore Index. These are people who eat food grown locally, right, and like cows and things like that from local farms and things.
Yeah, that's how we do it.
New Hampshire looks like is in the top, number three or something like that. Yeah, it's number three, and then Vermont and Maine. So the whole northern New England are very, very localvore oriented.
Our ground ain't great, and our growing season isn't fabulous, but we've got the market base for somebody who wants to grow food.
Yeah, or somebody wants to buy food from a local farmer.
For some steak.
The farmer's market here in Keene is a very big deal, and
it's a big deal.
Things like that in other places. And then you just keep going down here. I mean, just the day before that, they posted a map, New Hampshire, firearms, manufacturings, and sales jobs. There's quite a few of those.
In New Hampshire.
Tax-free shopping, 365 days a year. So there's all these memes that they keep coming up with to really highlight some of the
There's something for everyone. Like, for your wife, Jeremiah, what's one of her, like, what's some of the really big things that she's into?
Good question.
Oh, actually, she's real big into organic foods. And
there you go.
Locavore.
Yeah.
Locavore.
One of the problems I have, though, is I live in Arizona, which trying to grow anything in Arizona is like, you know, pushing a boulder uphill. But they have three growing seasons, you know, and it's possible, but it's difficult. But that's the only drawback that I saw for New Hampshire. Was I was like, man, because I love the garden.
People have greenhouses here, right?
Yeah, they do.
Exactly.
I've seen quite a few.
Yeah. You start your seedlings off in the garage with a lamp, or you've got a greenhouse or whatever. You put a little bit of little heat in there, maybe even just incandescent bulbs, and you can do it. My wife does it. We have a big garden, and as a matter of fact, there are days that we eat like a meal that is completely from our farm, which is a pretty big day for us. We're happy when that happens. Mostly it's squash and sausage. But
I'm not a squash guy.
I think honestly, the only thing is just that as long as you can handle it not being 100 degrees every day, dude, you'll be all set.
it's killing us out here. That's also a problem. To go from extreme heat to extreme, I wouldn't say extreme, but to a pretty cold environment. I really don't
care.
I lived in Germany. I lived in Germany for like 4 years, and I was like, whatever. I don't mind snow.
Right. Yeah, the winter time will be rough on you, but you know what? When it hits, once winter finally breaks, you know, you'll be all right. The summer is pretty cool.
So the pledge for the Free State Project says that once you move, you'll exert the maximum practical effort. And what they say when they mean that, what they mean when they say is that, you know, for some people this is voting or writing a letter to the editor once a year or something like that. I think your wife is completely qualified to sign up for the Free State Project. My wife did. And, you know, the level of her activism is that she lets me put political signs up in the yard and doesn't mind one bumper sticker on a vehicle, and she votes.
Yeah, you don't have to. Yeah, she does. Just let her know. You don't have to go hardcore about it.
Jeremiah, I hope that helps you a little bit, man. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate
your
interview. I love this map at the Free State Project home, the Facebook page. Smuggled cigarette percentages. Apparently, New Hampshire is one of the top states for smuggled cigarettes to leave New Hampshire. So cigarettes are being purchased in New Hampshire and then being smuggled into other states. That's awesome.
That's awesome.
More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to take control here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, or sit back and listen. You're welcome to do whatever suits you.
Whatever floats your boat.
Exactly. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. Connect in the way that works best for you here on Free Talk Live. And don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Lots of great features are there. Unlike those other talk show hosts, our website is free. Now, ProXPN is also free to get started with at proxpn.com/FTL. You can hook up with ProXPN's awesome service that actually helps keep you private online. Because right now, if you're not using ProXPN, your internet service provider is probably logging every website you visit, probably logging all the search terms that you enter over time, in some cases holding on to this information for as long as 5 years.
I'm worried now.
So if you'd like to stop that from happening, you can do it. It's easy. You just go to ProXPN.com/FTL. You download the software. It's available for Windows, Mac, iOS devices, as well as Android devices. If you're a Linux user, email ProXPN to get instructions as to how to do it on Linux. And you download the app, you get it installed, and you're protected. You're encrypted. Your data coming in and out of your computer becomes encrypted, meaning your ISP no longer knows what you're doing.
I'm actually going to have to do that because I get kind of nervous about that.
Why not? I mean, the less information that people have on you, especially big corporations that could easily hand that over to the government, the better. So not only do you encrypt your communications with proxpn.com/FTL, but also you can, with their premium account, you get unlimited bandwidth, you get servers around the world that you can choose. I connected to their Netherlands server today because when you're doing private torrenting, that gives you the maximum privacy protection, which is something else you can do with their premium account. You can privately torrent, which is a very difficult thing to find as far as services that cost at this level. Like, you usually have to pay more for private torrenting. You don't have to with ProXPN. Plus,
I'm actually downloading the app right now.
They don't keep online records. They don't keep records of your online habits at proxpn.com/FTL. Use our promo code when you're ready to upgrade to premium. That's FTL20, promo code FTL20, and that gets you 20% off for the lifetime of your account at ProXPN. You have nothing to lose but your privacy, and there's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. So really, check this out. ProXPN.com/FTL. Go grab the app and get started with it tonight. As Brian Tan is doing, as we
That's
see.
That's right. I'm doing that for my iPhone right now.
So, toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. We started out earlier talking about a story from the Chicago Tribune where five police officers took a witness stand at the Skokie courthouse and were all five caught lying on the stand. Now, we know there's plenty of evidence out there that cops tell lies, and anybody that's spent enough time in court knows that cops do tell lies on the stand, but it's hard to prove that sometimes.
Or even if it's just your word against theirs, they always get it. It generally goes in their direction. I mean, what judge, what jury is going to say, oh, well, he said, she said, I guess I just can't make a decision when it comes to a police officer being one of the he's or she's.
Now, the Cook County Public Defender says that police officers are just like anybody. Just because they're wearing a badge and carrying a gun doesn't give them more credibility. Well, I wish more judges thought that way.
Absolutely.
He goes on to say some officers approach it as a game of cops and robbers. And this is anything but a game. He says, I've heard some police officers say in a social setting that if the defendant's going to lie to beat the case, why can't I lie too?
And that is just the worst. I'm sorry. As someone who used to be in law enforcement, you take the oath and you're supposed to take it seriously. And part of the thing with the oath is that you're supposed to have your integrity. That's the whole aspect of it. That's really what the us versus them is supposed to be. You're supposed to have the integrity. And if you're actually going to really do that, I'm sorry.
Then you're lowering yourself.
You're way lower. My mother always told me as a kid, two wrongs don't make a right. Mm-hmm. And it definitely don't matter if you wear a badge or you wear the black robe. Matter of fact, when you try to do the wrong to combat the wrong, your wrong is worse than the other wrong, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I got you.
Well, if you're on the side of good, because what you're doing is you're portraying, you know, that somehow good is triumphing over evil, but you're using evil to triumph over good, or at least, you know, evil to triumph over evil, which is still evil. So, I mean, you can't, as a police, as a law enforcement officer, you're supposed to be representing the side of what is good, honest, true, and just, and upright.
And corrupted means will lead to a corrupted ends.
Exactly. Superman didn't lie to nobody. That's all I got to say.
So that's the word from the public defender. On the other hand, Pat Camden, spokesman for the Fraternal Order of Police, the union representing rank and file officers, says the overwhelming majority of officers are truthful. He says, obviously, perjury isn't something that is condoned by the FOP or anybody in the police department. These are allegations, and an investigation is taking place. County prosecutor
heard that 100 times.
Yeah, really.
Said judges occasionally don't believe an officer's version of events, but it's rare for a cop to be called out for lying on the stand. A University of Chicago law student in the late 80s and early 90s studied police perjury in the Cook County system, interviewing dozens of courtroom veterans as well as narcotics officers. Myron Orfeld, now a University of Minnesota law professor, found that most police officers, judges, and public defenders believed officers at least shaded the facts to support their arrest. That's an interesting term. I've never heard of shading the facts.
That is new.
Not
I'm
going
to have to use that.
Apparently, it's not a lie.
So that means then if you cheat on your girl, I'm like, baby, 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 I promise you, I wasn't lying about where I was. I was just shading the facts. Yeah, all you going to get is punched in the mouth.
Maybe shading the facts is where you don't necessarily come forth with all the information that you have about a certain situation. I don't really know what that means.
That sounds like lawyer speech to me.
It sure does. So, let's see. He said that sometimes the officers were just lazy. Sometimes they stretched things to get the bad guy. Criminal defense attorney Stephen Goldman, a regular in Cook County's criminal court, said he believes police frequently bend the truth, particularly in drug cases involving minority suspects. Without the video, his client, Joseph Sperling, age 23, was likely headed for prison because of several prior drug arrests and a 2010 drug conviction. In most people's minds, he says, the ends justify the means. So because they get the bad guy off the street or the drugs out of their hands, everybody's happy.
Right. And this is so having worked with law enforcement for years, one of the things that my sergeant said was that, oh, yeah, I've definitely lied and fabricated evidence in order to get people, but I was doing it because I knew that they were dirty.
Hmm. See, that doesn't make it any better.
That makes him judge, jury, and executioner is
exactly
what that does. And that's not the American judicial system.
Absolutely not.
And it's, it's just it's more that evil trying to conquer evil.
Right. And I'll tell you something right now. I've written a lot of reports. In my 3.5 years as a corrections officer, I've written reports, and I'll tell you something right now. I've never lied to anyone. And honestly, if I did, I would tell you if I lied to someone. I could look you right in the eye as sure as I'm sitting here. I never did because, number one, I hated doing reports. I hated it. So if I was going to write a report, I made sure that I was actually writing. I would beg people, please don't make me have to write you up.
Did you ever have any of your facts in one of your reports? You say you didn't lie. Mm-hmm. Did you ever have them questioned? Did anybody wow, this has got to be false?
No, I've never had any of that happen.
That's one of the advantages, I would think, to writing true reports is you don't have to deal with this crap. Mm.
Even the people that I've written up, they have never, ever said that I lied because that just wasn't a part of my makeup. Now, does that mean that I haven't lied in my personal life? Yes, I have.
I can't imagine anybody hasn't told a lie.
But when it comes down, because as soon as I was told, when you put your name on this, if this gets called into court, you're going to, I'm making sure all my P's and Q's is there. Because, now, if I made a mistake, I would write a report and I would cite the original report and say, this is where I got my facts mixed up. And that only happened.
Honest thing to do.
Yeah, and that only happened a couple of times because, once again, I didn't want to lower myself down to essentially killing my own credibility. And, because honestly, I'd have to look at myself in the mirror. It was hard enough being a CO. Now I'm going to be a lying CO on top of it all?
Oh, man.
No.
So Stuart Goldberg, this veteran criminal defense lawyer, said a recent client who was accused of grabbing a police officer's vest was acquitted of aggravated battery after photos taken at the scene by bystanders showed the officer wasn't, in point of fact, wearing a vest. And again, that's one of those situations where if there was no photo, then this guy probably would have been found guilty.
Mm.
The cop would have said, he grabbed me by the vest.
What else do you need to know?
Weren't wearing one. We'll come back with more. There's more to the story here about the five officers caught on the stand telling lies. 855-453 is the toll-free number. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Plus, coming up, drug-using wrestlers. Brian Tan is upset.
Oh, I'm heated.
We'll get into that here. And you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
There's a treasure hunt going on at mathgate.info, a Bitcoin treasure hunt. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So, learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So, connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait, others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. There are anonymous Bitcoins to be had for the taking at mathgate.info.
Inventory isn't about products, kid. It's about money. Product sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. I hate overstock. I hate understock. I hate wasting time. I hate wasting money. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger KeepStock solutions help us manage our facility's inventory, so we have exactly what we need when we need it. No more, no less. It's inventory management my way. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal five specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with two strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, bring up anything right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you like Free Talk Live, if you like what we're doing here on the radio,
let us know.
You certainly can call. There are other things you can do besides participating in the show, like sharing Free Talk Live, your favorite episodes with your friends or family via your preferred social bookmarking website. So you can do that. And there's actually a few other things you can learn how to get Free Talk Live into more people's ears by going to promote.freetalklive.com. You know, we actually have printable flyers. So if you maybe have a radio station locally that you want to help people tune into, or maybe just want to promote our website, we've got flyers for those purposes. You can download them at promote.freetalklive.com, and also there's other links to our Facebook page and other ideas for you to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world. promote.freetalklive.com. And of course, a big way to help promote Free Talk Live is to get behind the show with $5 a month as a Free Talk Live amplifier. We'll take that money in and invest it into Free Talk Live, and right now your amp dollars are being doubled. So if you amp for $5 a month tonight, it's like amping for $10 a month.
Nice.
Because we have some generous donors who have who pledged to donate up to $950 a month in matching contributions. We're putting some of that money towards doing Google AdWords, so people who are searching for talk radio online will find Free Talk Live. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can learn more about that there. That's amp.freetalklive.com. The Chicago Tribune has a detailed story about police officers being caught on the stand in lies. Multiple officers, five of them, all basically busted in court by the opposing attorney after having testified in a narcotics case. In the Glenview arrest, the Chicago narcotics officers had Sperling, a restaurant worker, under surveillance and asked for help from local police in making a traffic stop with a marked squad car, according to the testimony at the hearing. The five officers testified that Mr. Sperling was caught with up to a pound of marijuana in a black backpack lying openly on the back seat of his car after he failed to use his turn signal and was pulled over a few blocks from his home. In his testimony, Sperling admitted that he had the marijuana, but contended that he had hidden the backpack under a seat. He also disputed that he hadn't used his turn signal. Puente, one of seven Chicago narcotics officers working the case that day, testified that after the traffic stop, he smelled marijuana in Sperling's Ford gold Ford Taurus while waiting for the Glenview man to produce his driver's license and insurance. He said that he then ordered Sperling, who admitted at the scene to having a little weed with him, out of the car and to stand near the trunk. As other officers looked on, Fuente said he searched the car and handcuffed, then arrested Sperling after finding the marijuana. The other four officers who testified backed up Fuente's version of the events to one degree or another. As part of his rebuttal case, after the officers completed their testimony, Goldman surprised prosecutors and the officers by producing the video taken from the Glenview Sergeant squad car at the scene that day.
Uh-oh.
Goldman had subpoenaed the video from the Glenview Police Department. While police can search a car if they smell marijuana inside, the officers in this case didn't follow proper procedure and instead arrested Sperling immediately, said Goldman. The video, a copy of which was obtained by the Chicago Tribune, showed that as soon as Puente walked up to the car, he reached through Sperling's open driver's window, unlocked the door, and had him step out of the car. Sperling testified the officer said nothing to him. Sperling, who was holding a cup of Mountain Dew that he placed on the car roof, was frisked, handcuffed, and led back to the squad car before his vehicle was searched. So they just felt like they were going to go ahead and bust themselves.
It was
somebody.
Just going to
so
work.
Might
gonna...
as well arrest them first.
Yeah, really. I believe you mentioned it before the last break. Was his name Sperling?
That's the victim here.
Yeah, now his attorney was a public defender, am I correct? Is that what it said in the story?
I don't recall that detail. You may be right about that.
Because if that's the case, then you know what? Bravo to the... Because, you know, public defenders get such a bad rap because, you know, and a lot of them don't really want to take cases for free and blah, blah, blah. But you know what? If this guy is a public defender, then I say kudos to this guy for doing his homework.
No, and, he's not. He's...
Well, never mind then.
He's a criminal defense attorney, so it doesn't say...
Well, hey, never mind. Hey, kudos for doing your job, but not as many kudos if you were a public
doing
defender.
Doing it for free, yeah.
Veteran lawyers warned of the damage done to the criminal justice system when police officers lie while under oath. The dangerous part, said one of the... This is the public defender saying
okay,
this.
Okay, okay.
The dangerous part of it is an innocent person could go to jail. What we're trying to find is the truth. It's what the whole system is supposed to be about. So they got busted by their own police video in this particular case. And they were all telling
oftentimes lies. These things come up missing, by the way.
That's true.
Of course, just like the black box. You just lose it.
Even though, what are we talking about, the plane crash thing? Or
yeah.
In general?
Yeah, the black...
They never found that thing, did they?
Yeah, they're locating it. Homing it.
They're locating it.
I heard they were locating it like 2 weeks ago. Yeah.
Haven't you seen Lost? Okay? It's not going to be the real black box. Okay.
So there you go. That's the full story from Chicago. Cops found lying on stand, busted in court for telling lies. And what will happen to them? Well, they've been demoted, according to the article. They are on desk jockey duty at the moment. And maybe, you know, there's some sort of investigation that will result in who knows what. But.
Why can't all cops be like on Brooklyn Nine-Nine with Terry Crews?
I'm not familiar with it.
That is the funniest show ever.
Is it a cop comedy or something?
Yeah, it's some of the most ridiculous. It's obvious, like, you're not supposed to take it very seriously. You have Adam Sandberg, who's the, he's a brilliant detective, but he has, like, no respect for authority whatsoever. And the captain of the precinct is no-nonsense. I'm going to speak like this, and everything is completely direct. And Terry Crews is hilarious, and he plays the sergeant, and it's like, they're so hilarious. Like, why can't all cops be like that? You know, it's just fun.
So it's not to the level of, like, Police Academy? Or kind of, is there a similarity?
There's similarities to it, yeah, but it's not just like Police Academy, because it's a half-an-hour TV show.
Right.
It's on Hulu Plus, and that's how I watch it. It's friggin' hilarious. I love it.
There was a video of Terry Crews that was done by We Are Change, and Luke Rutkowski from We Are Change, he cornered Terry Crews at some sort of Hollywood gala kind of
I wouldn't
event.
Want to, he's too big to
he's
corner.
A big guy. And
he's
Luke
way
is not
too big to corner.
Yeah, Luke is not a big guy either. He's like a skinny guy like me.
It's a brave
and,
dude.
Yeah, and he goes up to Terry Crews and he asks him a question about Barack Obama bombing, you know, innocent people, you know, which is not the kind of question that...
Well, first he does a gotcha. Like, how do you like Barack Obama? And Terry Crews says, oh, yeah, I think he's awesome. And then he says, yeah, well, what about his
bombing
people or something?
Yeah, and Terry Crews is like, whoa, why don't you ask me an important question or something.
About football.
Like, yeah, ask me a question about football or something. And so, yeah, he didn't like that very
much. If I was Terry Crews, I'd have been like, hey, I don't get into politics. I'm just
That's basically what he said.
I mean, honestly, because because the thing is, and what really kind of sucks is that, speaking as a black man,
you're not, you can't tell other black people you don't like Barack Obama. I told my mom I didn't like Barack Obama, and I got a half an hour lecture on why Barack Obama's like the guy, and it's like, mommy sucks.
Did it have everything to do with his color?
A good portion of it, but a lot of it was too, well, you can only do but so much, and if Congress won't let you, and blah, blah, blah. It's like,
he could undo a lot.
Yeah, he can undo a lot. But so, I'm sorry, Mom, but napalm shouldn't stick to kids, okay? And that's what Homeboy's doing, and that's part of the reason
not
why
only
he
that,
says.
He's also a hypocrite in the, you know, some of the worst order, in that he's recently come out and said nice things, like said good things about marijuana decriminalization, and like admitted to having used it when he was younger.
Yeah.
But at the same time, he won't lift a finger
absolutely
to reschedule
not
marijuana from Schedule 1, which puts it on the same level as heroin,
right,
to like a Schedule
is,
3
is,
or 4.
Right,
or
which
like
is
that.
Absolutely ridiculous. And it's like, you know what? If you've done it, and it's like, you know what? Your daughters are getting to that age.
Oh,
guess
yeah
what, Barry? Your daughters are going to smoke weed, too.
Good chance of that.
So here's about
your
wake up.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, it seems to me that Brian Tanner said that my daughters are going to smoke marijuana.
That's not bad impression.
So
not bad.
I am going to have to assassinate him.
No, you messed up, because he wouldn't have to give his reasons.
No, he's right. Not. Due to circumstances that cannot be discussed due to national security, Brian Tan, he's going to be
for
taken care of.
So our toll-free number tonight is 855-453. Plenty of things to talk about. Very disturbing story coming out of...
Kayvon.
Oh, no. Well, no, we'll get to the Kayvon thing okay here, too. But Ukraine, there's a really disturbing story about Jews being told to register there. I want to get into
scary
that.
Crap.
You think that's BS?
I've got the rebuttal article.
Right,
throw that thing away. Don't
it's from USA
crap
Today. Must be true.
Much ado about nothing, from what I understand.
Kevin,
I'll pull it up.
Kevin Edson,
a.k.a. Kayvon.
Kayvon, at 25 years old. The story is from MassLive.com. The man that brought Copley Square to a standstill on Tuesday after leaving a large backpack at the finish line of the Boston Marathon. See, that's what made me think this actually, the Boston Marathon actually happened. Was held on a $100,000 cash bail and directed to the state hospital for mental health evaluation.
He's nuts.
He is, he's saying he's an artist. And there's an interesting detail to this case where he actually had a backpack with a rice cooker in it.
Full of confetti.
Oh, you gave it away.
Sorry.
I was going to hold off on that one.
It's not really. Oh, crap.
We'll get into more about what happened with this crazy guy. But should he have been arrested for it? I say no. It's Free Talk Live.
You got to pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer. Ring leaks into a transformer, insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down, copper windings overheat, transformer blows, facility goes dark. Kid, you don't want to know what happens next. That's why I use Grainger. Grainger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.